fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 5th day of November, 2005. Well, if you subscribe to American Free Press, you've noticed that they've been running ads the past a number of issues, and finally they have included the weekend programming. Hopefully this will pick up our listenership on the weekends. When I first accepted this assignment, I had my doubts about doing live talk radio on weekends. It turns out it's a lot of fun. We have a great audience, and I look forward to doing this every week. Going straight to one of the major news items, it looks like the FBI has finally arrested a Chinese spy ring in Los Angeles area. These men and women since 1990, they're well into the 16th year, since 1990, have been funneling technology and military secrets to China in the form of documents and computer disks, compromising security for U.S. major U.S. weapon systems, including submarines and warships. China is our enemy, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fool yourselves. China is our enemy. Pure and simple. Chinese officials have repeatedly made public statements that would only be made by enemies of this country. Books have been published by the People's Liberation Army giving in detail the way they intend to destroy the United States of America. China is our enemy. Don't fool yourselves. I want to depart from my usual format to bring you all to a little science class here. Just before I went on the air, I was at the NOAA, that's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration website, as part of the federal government, looking at the information they've got on icebergs, particularly icebergs coming out of the Antarctic. NOAA is currently tracking 45 icebergs. So what do you think about that? Probably not much, but here I'm going to get into the reasons why you need to think about it here. And we got a break coming up soon. They give the
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore on Saturday, the 5th day of November. I know we probably got some new listeners. We have a few every week. If you want to read my bio, see my photograph, you can look at my website, thelibertyman.com. I'm into my fourth decade as a security professional, private detective, homicide detective. Prior to that, U.S. Army, Special Forces, military intelligence, psychological warfare in Vietnam. I've been doing a lot of serious things for a lot of years. I've been on the air on the radio since 1995, doing talk radio. While I still am a working homicide detective and private investigator. So check out the website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll get all your answers to your questions about who is this guy, John Moore. Going back to the Antarctic. Now, the official government website gives the size of these icebergs in nautical miles, the length and the width. They don't give any icebergs smaller than 10 nautical miles long. Now, you might ask yourself, and I ask myself this question, what's the difference between a nautical mile and what we call a normal mile? It's 800 feet. A nautical mile is precisely 800 feet longer than a statute mile that we're used to here on the highways. A nautical mile is 6,080 feet. A statute mile is 5,280 feet. What's not given is the thickness of these icebergs, which if they did, you could tell how many cubic miles of ice there is. So you may be thinking to yourself, what's the big deal, John? I'm not out in the ocean. I'm not a pilot or a captain of a ship. What concern is it of mine? What's going on in the Antarctic and all these icebergs out there? Here's the deal. First day of winter in the Antarctic, first day of summer in the Antarctic is in about 7 or 8 weeks, 21st of December. Last summer in the Antarctic, they had the warmest summer since mankind has been involved in going down there. In fact, there was bare earth with grass growing. They've had grass growing in the summertime in Antarctic now for several seasons. They've never had bare dirt, let alone grass growing in the Antarctic previously. 70% of the fresh water on this planet is locked up in ice in the Antarctic continent. When ice melts, when icebergs break off from the Antarctic, that's fresh water. Now, I'm going to talk about one iceberg in particular. This is one of the larger ones, maybe the largest one they're tracking right now. 46 by 33 nautical miles is the dimensions. That's 1,978 square miles. How many cubic miles? I don't know, because I don't know the thickness. The thickness averages from between 600 and 3,000 feet on these icebergs, I know. Regardless, any casual observer can tell this one iceberg has a lot of cubic miles of ice, fresh water. So what's the big deal, John? Fresh water. Who cares? Here's the big deal. There's something called the North Atlantic Conveyor. Most of us know it by the name the Gulf Stream. Starts in the Caribbean, goes up the East Coast, goes east, south of Greenland, and then comes down the coast of Europe, which gives England and Scotland and Ireland the very nice temperate climates they have. If you look due east from England, Ireland, and Scotland, you see Siberia. You look due west, you see Newfoundland. The reason these island nations have the temperate climates they have is the Gulf Stream, more properly called the North Atlantic Conveyor. We know, scientists know, that the North Atlantic Conveyor is slowing down. It's slowed down a lot already. What makes it work, what makes it function, is the salinity of the water, the salt content of the water. The scientists know that once the salinity gets down to a certain percentage, that the Gulf Stream will stop. They know that. Once that happens, it's not a matter of if, by the way, it's a matter of when. Once that happens, England, Ireland, Scotland, the coast of France will have a much, much different climate, a much colder climate. And, of course, along with all this will be rising ocean levels. These ocean levels are coming up, ladies and gentlemen. That's another effect of this melting ice, as opposed to the melting ice in the North Pole, which floats. It doesn't really change ocean levels. The fresh water coming out of the Antarctic adds new water into the oceans and does, in fact, raise ocean levels. This, my friends, presents a threat to every human being on this planet. If the Ross Ice Shelf, it's R-O-S-S, if the Ross Ice Shelf breaks away, which, quite frankly, my information is it could. It could very soon break away and melt. The Ross Ice Shelf by itself could raise ocean levels 12 feet. The Ross Ice Shelf is the size of France, by the way, averaging 600 to 3,000 feet thick. Tens of thousands of cubic miles of fresh water. That's what we're looking at. That's what the governments of the world are very concerned about. That's what the governments of the world are watching 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the best instrumentation, the top scientists, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, are watching the Atlantic conveyor and paying attention to melting ice from the Antarctic. But it gets better. There's icing on this cake. It's not very pleasant icing. It's not sweet tasting. It's very bitter icing. A number of decades ago, U.S. government wanted a safe place to store something. They wanted a place that would be very remote, very seismically and geologically stable, and would be permanently 50 degrees below zero. The place they chose to store these items was the Ross Ice Shelf, and the items they wanted to store, drum roll please, biological weapons. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the United States government has stored biological weapons deep in the ice of the Ross Ice Shelf. Isn't that special? Yes, I've got privileged sources. You're not going to read about this on Drudge or in the Wall Street Journal or New York Times. You get it from John Moore, because I've taken the time to find out this stuff for you. This old planet of ours is in grave peril, to say the least. The major governments, including the Catholic Church, have spent hundreds of millions of dollars, and I'm not being flippant when I say that, beginning about 1980, have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to prepare very excellent shelters to take care of the people they want to protect. Your tax dollars, by the way, except for the Catholic Church, of course, which has donated money. This is a live call-in show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. We will take your calls, your questions, and your comments at 800-313-9443. And we got our first call on the line. Ken from Virginia. Are you there, sir?
Yes, John, and I'm impressed by what you've been talking about. But another very current subject, and I think we discussed this before, is the proposal by Ben Livingston of Midland, Texas, who's been interviewed on Alex Jones' show for his hurricane damage reduction proposal. And even if we've discussed this before, I think it bears repeating. He has sent a letter on September 26th to all 100 U.S. senators. He was the person who was in charge of cloud seeding during the Vietnam War, was decorated by the Secretary of the Navy, and he is the top person in actual on the spot work in airplanes. 15,000 hours he's logged in flying through hurricanes, and he has a proposal which would be around $25 million for the entire year 2006, which would be for cloud seeding, which he has shown in Project Storm Fury that has reduced the speed of hurricanes by about 25 on an average of 25%, and that could reduce the damage of hurricanes up to 45 or 60%, so it would save.
Well, let's pray that these senators will act on his information.
Now,
you want to hold through the break, Ken?
Yeah, I want. Please hold on
through the break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore. Today is the 5th day of November 2005. The year will be over in about 7 weeks. How about that? Ken from Virginia, are you there, sir?
Ben Livingston, he is the genuine article. I talked with him today, and he has gotten a letter. Your listeners may not know this, a letter which was written on October the 24th by Senator Trent Lott. He wrote the senators on September 26th, and he got in reply from three other senators, but they're not helpful. But this one, I can read you just two sentences. Thank you for taking the time to communicate your concern over the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's current policy of funding research in severe weather prediction and response at the exclusion of research on weather modification. In other words, they're not doing research on weather modification. I sent your hurricane damage reduction proposal to Senator Jim DeMint, chairman of the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Disaster Prevention and Prediction. And this subcommittee has jurisdiction, so forth. So at least this is at least partly favorable. But I think that people, that your listeners need to be aware of that the solution, the right people to do this hurricane damage reduction by use of silver iodide crystals It turns out that Ben Livingston is uniquely qualified. He is, through his weather modification incorporated, he has the right kind of planes. He has the right kind of equipment, and he knows how to do it. And his fear is, which is a very likely fear, that if they act on this proposal, they'll turn it over to the Air Force, and they don't know how to do this the way Ben Livingston does with his experience. And so if the Air Force conducts a failed experiment, they say, see, we showed that you couldn't do hurricane reduction, so we have to go back to just tracking hurricanes, which is what they're doing now. So it's crucial that the Senate authorize a private organization, a private consortium, to do this work in behalf of the citizens of the entire United States, because they're better qualified than anybody in the government to do this. And he has he's got an encouraging letter from Dr. Bob Simpson, who's former director of the National Hurricane Center, that says that he was disturbed about the fact that NOAA discontinued their Project Storm Fury, which was proven to be successful. So this is an unusual situation, but it's very critical that your listeners understand that the solution to this, which they have know that they can reduce the velocity of hurricanes by 25%. Which would diminish property damage tremendously, and the solution is by hiring a private consortium to work in behalf of the people of the United States. So this is where we're at right now.
Okay. Well, hopefully the U.S. Senate will figure this out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. We appreciate the call.
Okay. Right. Yeah, bye.
Okay. Call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to hear about hurricanes, I'm going to tell you about hurricanes. A friend of mine was in a meeting about 5 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago today, with a NOAA scientist. That's, once again, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's an agency of the federal government of the United States of America. At this meeting, this NOAA scientist made what we in the legal profession call a res gestae statement, which would be an unguarded comment. His res gestae statement was as follows. Just wait till you start seeing these hurricanes forming over land. I'll repeat that. Just wait till you start seeing these hurricanes forming over land. Now, ladies and gentlemen, traditional meteorology does not take that kind of event into account. That doesn't happen. It's never happened, at least in recorded history, which is several thousand years. That, in fact, is what we have to look forward to in the not-too-distant future, possibly this next hurricane season in 06. The 05 hurricane season just about wrapped up. I think a couple more weeks and it's officially over. Just wait till you start seeing these hurricanes forming over land. Things on this great blue-green water planet of ours are getting very, very strange when it comes to weather, in case you didn't notice. Things like 80 tornadoes in a week. Things like that. A hurricane, Hurricane Wilma, which became a brand new hurricane late in the day, the following morning went from a Category 1 to a Category 5 overnight. Nobody's ever seen such a thing, ever. It's going to get better in terms of, when I say better, I mean more bizarre, more strange, and more dangerous. Hurricanes forming over land. Now, this NOAA scientist. Oh, we got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
From Russia with love I fly to you, much wiser.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're talking a little science today. Talking about the Antarctic, the melting ice at the Antarctic, and what that means for every person on this planet. This melting ice, ladies and gentlemen, will change the planet, literally change the planet. It will be, at some future date, the end of the world as we know it. Not the end of the world, but the end of the world as we know it. The melting ice will raise ocean levels, according to the best evidence I've got, possibly as much as 38 feet, which will destroy all major port facilities, which means everything in this planet will be different. The major port facilities are what's used to move all the bulk products on this planet, bulk petroleum products, coal, lumber, grains, raw materials, and finished goods. It's all moved, for the most part, in and out of these major seaports, which will all be destroyed because it'll be underwater in these rising ocean levels. Now, the water, when it, water is incrementally coming up right now. I've interviewed men recently retired from the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps. The Navy Submarine Corps has to revise their charts frequently, more than once a year. As you might imagine, if you're in a submarine, it's real important to know where the bottom of the ocean is. Well, when the oceans come up, that changes the depth. It changes where the bottom is. It's a greater distance. Next caller, are you there, sir? Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, this is Mike here. Yeah,
hi, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a really good show today. Do you concur with people that think that the hurricanes are, or if not manufactured, at least guided or maybe intensified to...
Well, I'm not I'm a private detective. I'm not a scientist. I can repeat the comments of the best qualified scientist I know. I know this man personally, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed scientist, and he states that these storms are manipulated. Now, his belief is that nature creates the storms and that man has the technology to manipulate them, move them around, direct them in the direction they want them to go, possibly make them stronger. That's what Professor McCanney says, and I have no reason to doubt the man whatsoever. I respect him. I respect his credentials and his work. So I believe that's going on. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and if I tell that to the average person on the street, you know, I mean, they'll look at me like I'm crazier than an outhouse rat, you know?
Well, there's been international treaties
sure.
against weather manipulation for well more than three decades.
Sure.
If you could not manipulate weather, why would you have a treaty preventing it from happening?
Sure. Well, and I try to bring that up to people, and they still give me that blank look on their face.
You might as well, maybe you could photocopy the first page of the treaty and just hand it out to people, and they won't look at you like you have two heads.
Yeah.
It's the average person's knowledge of science is very minute.
Yeah.
We have a population, Mike, that according to the American Library Association, less than 3% of the adults in this country have a library card.
Half of them
use their library card
to read DVDs,
light entertainment. Reading, and, of course, renting DVDs and movies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's pretty pathetic, But so this will probably just fit into the Agenda 21 of hurting us in the compact cities because of the weather anomalies, whether created or otherwise.
Every government, Mike, feels it's their obligation. It doesn't matter whether it's a little village of 600 people or the federal government, United States, Russia, or China. Every government feels it's their obligation to maintain order, and of course it is. What they're going to do, Mike, is let things go until the very last moment, and then they'll declare martial law.
Yeah.
Let all these people, these hundreds of millions of people, billions of people all over the planet, be fat, dumb, and happy, eat, drink, and be merry until the last moment, and then they will declare martial law.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do. That is the plan.
Sure. And so, I mean, is there any way to fight this? I mean, is there any way? I mean,
well, it's entertaining and it's fun to fight it. However, you need to be prepared to care for yourself and your loved ones also.
Yeah.
I would say even before that, the likelihood of prevailing is pretty slim.
Yeah.
But I think everybody has scarce resources, time and money. I think you're well advised to spend most of your time, most of your money, in getting prepared to care for yourself and your loved ones.
Do you think they'll bring in foreign troops in this country to enforce it?
They're already here.
Yeah.
Foreign troops are already here.
Yeah.
They've been cycling them through Fort Polk for more than 20 years now. We don't have enough troops in this country to do very much, quite frankly.
To defend ourselves.
Yes. The prospect of martial law being enforced by foreign troops is a very real prospect.
Yeah,
of course
I agree.
It is. Of course
I agree.
It is.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, and nobody has a crystal ball, but what kind of time frame are you talking about here?
Well, there's two parts to your answer. First of all, I don't give out dates.
Sure, I know that.
In a general sense of the word, I hope we have 3 years. We might have 5 years. It may be a year. I don't know. I don't want to name any dates.
Sure.
That's just not wise. Mm-hmm. However, I know, Mike, that if you began tomorrow morning to prepare yourself and your family to survive the events that we're discussing, you would be well advised to begin doing so, and you might have enough time to accomplish that goal.
Well, I'm partially there, but I'm nowhere near where I want to be.
Well, that's where you need to concentrate your efforts.
Sure.
We don't know the time and the date. If there's people that do, they're not telling me.
Sure. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, that's pretty
good. Timing, your question is always the reasonable question and the expected question, that of timing. I don't want to get caught in that trap.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, that's why I said a ballpark, yeah. I tell you, but yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, how the heck?
You hope for years, you plan for weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to get ready ASAP. That's the bottom line.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Every additional year is a blessing. We don't know how many years we have.
Yeah.
We really don't.
Yeah, that's true.
I can tell you the federal government, the United States, began planning for these events more than 20 years ago and began construction about 1980. On the shelters that they plan to house their own people in.
Yeah, they're going to look at
them. These shelters began in 1980. It's only been the last couple of years they've had them finished. So they spent more than 20 years preparing, building, and stockpiling shelters for their own people. That's how serious they take it.
Sure. Yeah, they're going to look at it for number one.
Well, of course they are. It's the nature of any big organization to take care of their own people. That is the nature of any big organization. The federal government, the United States has done it. The Catholic Church has done it. Any large group,
Mormons.
Any large organization that understands what you and I are talking about has done the same thing.
Sure. Yep, and that's right. We're left to our own devices, basically.
Yes, and what you do is what you do. You need to do your homework. My website has some excellent resources that you can look at and order in the form of seminars on videotape to help you get better prepared. That's my expertise is preparedness. And my website is thelibertyman.com.
Sure.
Okay,
well,
Mike?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call.
Appreciate it.
Okay. That was Mike. Young man who's concerned. Anybody who comes to understand the nature of these challenges should be concerned. More likely than not, however, they'll go into denial. That's the expected response I've learned over the past several decades, going back to being in military intelligence in Vietnam and trying to warn my buddies in my own outfit of the pending Tet Offensive. Stock up ammunition, stock up food, get ready, because this thing is coming. Our next call is John in Arizona. Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Real good.
You guys were talking about the issue of foreign troops in the United States. I read an article not too long ago in Newswatch magazine, and then I've confirmed it in other sources as well. I'm former military myself. And what they're doing is, huh?
Go ahead.
What they're doing is they're cycling troops in and out of NORTHCOM. Northern Strategic Command is going to be the source that actually, that's where all the foreign troops are out of. And, in fact, they're putting foreign mercenaries right now into NORTHCOM. Several thousands of them, and they're strategically placing them throughout the country. So martial law is coming. We don't know exactly.
Well, let me tell you who these people are, John.
Okay.
These would be, you say you're a veteran yourself?
Yes, I was in the first Gulf War.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the Desert Shield part of it?
I was in Desert Storm, but
okay.
I was on a ship. I was in the Navy.
Okay. These troops you're talking about would be the what we call the advance party. The advance party would be command and control people who come in and set up everything to receive the main party. So the advance party would be command and control people involved in logistics, communications, intelligence, and administration to put all the pieces in place so that when it's time for the main body of troops, everything's set up and ready to receive them and provide the food and shelter, equipment, clothing, transportation that these men are going to need to conduct whatever operations they're going to conduct. So when you talk about a couple of thousand people here, well, that's who these people are. They're the advance party.
Well, I mean, there's several thousand. From what I've been,
well, it's not many. For you know, that's
I think there's about 75,000 to 100,000 foreign
right.
troops, from what I've been told and what I've done my research.
That's
still,
on. Still, you know, that's you couldn't
well, yeah,
fill
yeah,
up.
That's
a,
very,
you couldn't fill up a college football
well, yeah,
stadium
that's,
with
that's
that.
That's minimal. I mean, we're right. occupying Iraq, and we've
which
got
which basically now. Just, let me interrupt you, John. 70,000 to 80,000 troops is basically how many American combat troops there are in the United States of America. As opposed to logistical people, keeping in mind that 80% of the U.S. Army is logistical people
mm-hmm.
for support troops. Same thing with the Air Force, probably even a greater percentage, probably 90 or 95% of the Air Force is logistical people. Navy, similar situation, about 80% logistical. The Marines are the upside-down service in that regard. They're 80% combat troops. 90% combat troops because the Navy provides their logistics for them. So when you talk about 80,000 troops in this country, there's about 80,000 combat soldiers, American combat soldiers, in the United States as you and I are speaking, which would basically fill up one college football stadium.
Right.
Maybe, if it
yeah.
wasn't too big.
Yeah, it's not much.
It's minimal.
It's very minimal.
It's minimal, and 80,000 foreign troops is minimal also,
but
they're probably logistical people. They're probably advanced party.
Right, but see, the issue is the psychology behind, well, the psychological warfare that they're playing on the American people to get them to go along with what's currently happening.
Well, they will. They will, John. Given a crisis of sufficient
right.
magnitude, Americans will accept whatever it takes to make things normal again.
Well, they'll think they'll have peace and security, but they won't. What they'll fail to realize is that they've got the concentration camps and the detention centers already set up for people that won't go along with this program.
That's right. They're
got.
All over the country.
Exactly, and that's why they're closing more bases down. They're turning those into UN bases and concentration camps.
Right. Right.
And you know, Americans better wake up real fast because it's coming. And from what I don't know what intel you have, but I've got an email this morning said that we've already had troops penetrating the Syrian border. So,
that parallels what I've been getting, that we've had our special ops people in Iran and Syria both now for several months.
Right, and that's
doing
yeah.
all the sneaking and peeking that they do.
So what they're saying is that expect some type of cataclysmic event here again in the United States, another false flag operation like 9/11, to get the people behind an invasion of Syria and Iran. At least where the media finally comes out and says, well, we're invading them, which we already have been.
Right, right.
So.
Stay tuned. It's going to be interesting, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly, yep.
Thank you, John.
All
appreciate
right,
your call.
Good. Yep, bye.
And we got Ralph from Oklahoma. Ralph, are you there, sir?
Are.
Please, go ahead.
What years were you there in Vietnam?
67, 68. How about yourself, sir?
68.
Okay.
70. Anyway, I hear, you know, Craig Roberts talks constantly about why didn't they let us know, and that was when they used their weather modification powers and bogged down the whole Ho Chi Minh Trail and our personnel. That's what he was so disgusted about. And, of course, he didn't know what was going on at the time other than they were bogged down, and he found out later. You do know that story, I guess, don't you?
Oh, I do. Craig Roberts is a friend of mine. I visited him in his home, and he's a true patriot, and he's done a great service for our country.
Oh, yes, without a doubt, yeah. But Yeah, I didn't hear you mention that when you were talking about weather modification and all, and how long we've known about it, and on. And yeah, we've got trees that date clear back to way back there.
Oh, back to the 50s.
If it didn't exist, why would there be such a thing? I mean,
well,
you
obviously
already said that.
Yeah,
and one more thing. My brother, when he got out of a geological training college and all that, graduate student and all, he was just a genius. If you just ask him, I mean, he would tell you all about it. And as far as these, the polar caps melting and the water rising and all that, this is going on better than 35 years that he was talking about that. So they were teaching that clear back when he was in school.
Precisely.
Around 65 or so.
Precisely.
All right. Thank you, Don.
That's it. Thank you, Ralph. Bye. We appreciate the call. Bye. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's your homework assignment for this week. Type in Atlantic Conveyor into Google search engine. Push the send button and sit back and read for several hours. Atlantic Conveyor and a Google search engine, and be ready to read scientific papers and educate yourselves. John from New York, are you there, sir?
Me?
Go ahead, John.
Oh, good morning, or afternoon, I should say. Hey, you've got a situation where, if you've heard the ultratesland.com, it's T-E-S-L-A-N, and they've reported now that they're helping to control the weather against the globalists, and that they're creating the extra warm weather in the United States right now, and they're creating it to rain in Africa right now. They're also reporting another problem that they've, and I've heard this from another source, they've exploded a huge bomb trying to turn a comet up in space.
Uh-huh.
And the reaction from that bomb is an EM force that will hit us in 6 months. So approximately April 1st, we're looking to have possibly weather and earthquake situations due to the fact that the EM force is creating those situations.
Really?
They're trying to curtail it, but that's their report. They were on the Power Hour to report that. They do have a small 10-page scenario telling that all the hurricanes since Emily have been controlled. And there's an underground set of scientists trying to turn things around because the people that are in control of the other equipment have misused it, and so they've set their own equipment up. And they had some. They were telling that they have a spaceship that can go the speed of light, and they have what they call bloom gas, I believe it was called. It burns at twice the heat of the sun for their engines, and just had some interesting information.
Okay.
So,
well, quite frankly, it's a bit far out to be believable, I think, John.
Well,
you're off the edge of the map, quite frankly. But it's fascinating stuff.
They're out of Canada. I'm trying to think of the I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Well,
it's
okay.
One of the.
It's okay. It's just a bit far out for this cowboy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, they also, they evacuated the Ross Ice Shelf last January, 5,000 people also.
They did. McMurdo Bay. I've got a photograph here of McMurdo Bay, and there were some problems there. McMurdo Sound, excuse me. A huge iceberg blocked the seaport there at McMurdo. Sound. It was a news item for several days about the evacuation of the largest research center in the Antarctic, and then he never heard about it again. I got one more caller here, John.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Ruth. Ruth, Nebraska. Are you there?
Hello, John.
Please. In a hurry. Let's go.
Air Force type. I never made it to NAM, but I was on Clark a couple times.
Okay.
I drive a school bus. And I have some Ukrainian kids on my bus these days. Their parents just moved in recently, and
yes.
Some of the parents only speak Russian.
Right.
I'm an old aerospace engineer, and I was thinking perhaps we could estimate total bulk of the bergs from if we knew the mean height above sea level, knowing that about 90% of the berg is below visibility. Below the water line.
We see that we need to keep in mind, Ruth, that these Antarctic icebergs are attached to ground. They're not floating.
Okay.
So it's a whole different deal. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I had a great hour. I hope you all did, ladies and gentlemen. You all have a great week, a safe week. Remember your homework assignment. Tune in next week, and God bless America.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.